Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and as usual, we have one of the Lifestyles members come on and tell their story. The reason behind doing this is because I believe that, and have believed it for the 20-plus years we've been on the radio, is that hearing what I have to say may be interesting, but it may not hit home to you. I believe that 10% of the people listen to what I say, believe what I say. But if you hear somebody like yourself, it is going to make a lot more sense and probably give you a lot more information you need to take the next steps in your life. So with me today here is a lady that has become a real estate investor after being a real estate agent and has gone on to be an ambassador in Nashville, Tennessee. So with us today is Cindy Bullock. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you're a relatively new member with us. You joined up back in 2019, I believe.
That's right. I joined, I drove down to Atlanta in October of last year. And I joined that very day.
Now, you heard of us from other members, right?
Yes, it's a funny story. You have a preferred member that was moving to Tennessee from Texas, and they were looking for a house, so I became their real estate agent, helping them find a house here in the area. And as things went on, our relationship grew with a friendship that we began to trust each other like you do when you get along with people. And I started questioning what they did for, just out of curiosity, what they did for a living that was bringing them out here. And they said, well, we're investors. And they didn't want to seem like they were pushing on me, so I just started asking them, about Del Walmsley, your show, your philosophy, the group. And his wife, Claire, started sending me articles to read. And one day I just said, hey, do you guys have a minute? I want to know more about this.
Well, that's interesting because they had just passed over the concept in life, which is one of what we joyfully call Delisms. In other words, little quips that I put out there that sort of direct our ideals. And one of them was invest where you should and live where you want. And they had just made that decision to go live where they wanted. And so they must have been interesting to talk to because they were making a massive change in their life. Just to come out to Tennessee.
Right. And that's what piqued my interest. I actually lived in Texas for a long time, so I was curious what was bringing them here. And knowing, being in the real estate industry, I knew that I didn't want to be a realtor forever, but that investing would be great to do. And when they told me that's what they did, that obviously piqued my interest in asking more questions.
Well, I've got two major questions that I'm going to direct your way during this show. And I want to get these points across because I think you can level the playing field much better than I can in the information along these lines. First one is, in my 30-plus years, or actually, I'm 64 years old. I've known this for 50 years because it happened in corporate America, too. When a person was a salesperson, it became very, very difficult for them to be an investor person. In other words, if you the kind of person who likes to live or likes to eat what you kill, in other words, every time I make more money, I get to do more stuff and have more stuff. And I would never think of, if I can go sell a house and make $10,000 commission, why would I put $10,000 into a house that makes me $200? How could $200 ever get me excited? It never would, because I'm going to go get another $10,000. And so you're always about selling them, not buying them. And if you were to buy one, there'd be one less you could sell, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I found to be true with many, not all, but many real estate agents that go into being an agent before they go into being an investor, because that was really the personality in the first place. So how do you see that statement? Because you didn't. You've come the other direction. So first of all, have you seen people like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most of us are that way.
Okay. I just want to make this point that most real estate agents that I ever introduce investing to do not like the idea for one reason or another. One of them is, we say, we're going to go buy a deal for nothing down. They go, there's no such thing, because they don't know how to do it or can't do it or whatever, or don't want to look for it because maybe there's only one after you look at 100, right, type of thing. So what do you say about that to other agents out there that are just in that mindset?
Well, I think what we do is we get caught up in thinking that's the only way to make money is to sell it, and or you know, help your client buy a property, because the commission is great right there, but what they forget is all the expenses and the taxes, and the time that you've put into it. If you really were to look at the net profit of that, you're really not that far apart than if you had a longer tangible asset that's going to continue to appreciate. And then if you turn around and sell it at some given point when the timing is right, then you're actually, in the end, going to make more than
Absolutely.
What you did off of that one sale. And then you get caught up in that one sale and you're spending because you have 15 to 20 clients that, or more, that you're trying to juggle. And so you're my head spins. I mean, all the time, because I have so many clients and they're yanking me in different directions that it's tough to, and that was because of that was why I decided, okay, I need a different, I need a different path. I need a different direction and something that I choose, not because I'm, you know, forced to in 15 different directions by other people, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's hard to break out of that sale commission mm-hmm. cycle is what you're basically saying.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you've got several clients that, you know, and they're looking at a higher priced property, you know, that commission that you're working for is pretty good, but it's, you know, it's just a one-time commission, so to speak. Whereas, you know, the investment part is ongoing.
So I notice here you have grandchildren. One of your goals is to play more with your grandchildren. So obviously you have kids if you have grandkids. Are you right. still married or are you single now? Because I don't see anything in here about your husband.
I'm actually single, and I have three grown daughters and five grandchildren.
Okay, the reason I ask is only for this reason. I want to get out there single mother, single female, working, supporting herself, no fallback. You know, don't have another paycheck in the family somewhere. I'm trying to set you up for the audience to understand that this is even scarier for you, right? Because you don't have any fallback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This, I struggled with it for a while because it was pretty scary to take such a big investment and go on faith, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And it had to be scary just living on an all-commission type of job, being single too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's just so much that you have to plan for that sometimes you can't, you know.
All right. We got to go to break. I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask that last question. We'll be right back with Cindy and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today on Tell Del, we have Cindy Bullock out of Nashville, Tennessee. And Cindy was, we were lucky enough to have Cindy, find Cindy, through one of our members that moved out to Nashville, Tennessee, and she helped them buy a house. But as doing that as a realtor, she got interested in what they were doing. So as Claire started feeding you with information, I know Claire's quite the educational person, because that's what she does for us. As she started feeding you information, did you, I know you said you started with a friendship and then started learning it, but was there any skepticism behind the whole thing? Didn't it seem just too good to be true?
You know, it did. What was difficult was getting my head wrapped around how they could do this for a living and live well. And I kept watching the clips that she would send me, and then I started Googling, and I'm like, okay, how does this work? But I guess a little bit, you know, I'm one of those nervous Nellies, but at the same time, I probably take a little bit of a risk and went on faith. And once I started seeing Lee do run the numbers at the 2 day in Atlanta, I thought, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Why? Because, you know, it got to the point where my investment advisor knew when I was going to give him a call, because I got so tired of watching the market go up and down, and every time it went down, I could just see my life savings going away. And so this, to me, and was I didn't have to worry about, I guess, my investments going down. And I'm in the industry. I just can't believe that more people don't do it.
Yeah. I've told people for 30 years I've been teaching this stuff, I've never lost a house. I've never even misplaced one. Never run away from home. No one's ever stole one from me. I've never had anything like that happen, you know? It's, you know, the worst thing could happen is tenants late with the rent, but, you know, if they don't pay, then you're going to go ahead and to take care of that action necessary. But still, as you were listening and starting to learn, what was the turning point for you? What was the aha moment? Because you took the class from Lee, you knew them personally. What was the aha moment where light bulb went on and goes, wow, this is what I need to be doing?
The tax-free income. The freedom of doing it. Now, I work from my home, but I feel more of a slave to my job than... And I've been able to experience, have a very small quad, and so I've managed recently bought. I've been able to experience that being a landlord, although it can be trying and difficult and all of those things, I don't feel like I'm a slave to it, and it does allow a little bit more freedom and income, but it's pretty good. So I when he started, I was already worried back to the investments. I was already worried about always watching the market, and my better half, we're not married, but my better half kept telling me, you know, if this is what you like, and you're liking what you're hearing me say, just do it, because you're always going to second guess. And so I did. And I think it was at the end of the first day, on the break, actually, during the day, I called Paul and I said, okay, there's just something there that makes sense. Just the not having to worry about the market, like the appreciating assets, the tax-free income, and how you did. You know, I didn't understand exactly all the ins and outs, but it was enough that's what made me go, yeah, he's right. Why are more people not doing this? It just feels like it's too good to be true. But I knew that it was working for them because I sold them a house. So I knew it could work. So he was just like, do it. So I did. I became a preferred member that day and jumped in and read everything that was out there and got my passive certification and the multifamily certification. And I look at our MLS every single day just to see what other multifamily properties have come up. And I search around and I've started networking with people to put the word out. And I didn't think I could ever do it, but it's happening. And it's exciting, well, too.
We've got to cover two points here. One of them is going to be how many units you have now. But before we do that, let's talk about this tax situation, because I don't think most people understand what we mean by tax-free income. So let's start with what earned income is like for someone like yourself. Are you self-employed?
I am.
All right. So that means you pay, not only do you pay national income tax, you pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare, do you not?
That's correct.
So you're paying 15.3% Social Security and Medicare, 33% income taxes, unless you're making a lot of money. Up there where I am, it's 42%. But we'll say 33 and 15 is 48% of your income. Now, is there state income tax in Tennessee?
No. Uh-uh.
All right. So you're at 48%. Now, you were talking about the difference between saying it's not that much different, right? If you take a look at this scenario, and just play with these taxes, our earned income is tax deferred because of depreciation. And of course, if you play the game right, that depreciation can be rolled over and rolled over and rolled over, and so you never pay that tax if you do it right. But either way, it's at least deferred. And then you've got your capital gains can be deferred by doing 1031 exchanges as you sell your properties, compared to selling stock where you have to pay the capital gains on it. And there is no Social Security and Medicare because it's passive income, not earned income. Hence, you earn $10,000 a year on passive income. You get to keep all $10,000. You earn $10,000 on selling a house. You get to keep $5,000. Is that about right?
That is exactly right.
So for you to retire on passive income, you only have to earn 50 cents on the dollar of what your best year was as a realtor, and you're living better than you've ever lived.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And it's hard to understand or get your mind around that piece of it.
That's because a big aha moment.
It's always a huge aha moment.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Be right back with Cindy Bullock and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Cindy Bullock out of Nashville, Tennessee. So, Cindy, you came along and you got involved and decided to go after properties. Now, by the way, I want to just clear something up with you. In our world, we call fourplexes single-family housing because it has to be financed that way, and it's just considered that. You're calling a fourplex multifamily?
Well, I'm calling it that because my banker is allowing me to get a commercial loan, not a personal loan.
Okay.
And so I'm going through the whole process, the same process as if I were buying a, five and up doors. So,
okay,
yeah,
now,
it's just a quad.
Walk me through this for a second because I want to understand. Usually it's better to get a single family loan on a fourplex because you don't have to put as much down. But you're saying you're getting a multifamily loan on a fourplex? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to clarify that in my own mind to the point. How much are they making you put down on these? And I'm just trying to figure out why you would go at it that way. Are they not taking
20%?
Your personal income in?
Yeah, I don't use any of my personal income. It's 20% down. They did give me a 3.75 interest rate on a 20-year term. I mean, a 20-year amortization on a 5 to 7 year term.
Okay, so is this a bank note? This is from your bank?
Mm-hmm. It's from, not my personal bank, but...
In other words, it's not agency money. It's not Freddie money, Fannie money. It's from your bank. All right, so what that is, that's banking relationships. That's having good banking relationships. Mm-hmm. So they'll do that for you. So let's talk about how many units. I told you before we went to break we'd get to that. How many total different properties do you have? I know you started with two single families before you came here. What else do you have?
Mm-hmm. I have the quad that I purchased. We actually closed on it 2 months ago.
Okay.
I'm in the process of purchasing another one, and I'm pursuing it's a little bit scary. This one's a little bit scary, but it's a total rehab of 14 units that I'm looking at.
Now, there's quite a step for you. That's a new step. And you said total rehab, too. Are you going to this one by yourself, or do you have other people invested with you on this one?
No, just by myself.
Wow, that is gutsy. That's good.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking here, do we have any idea how much positive cash flow comes from each one of these, by any chance?
On the two that I'm pursuing, it's the quad is, if I remember correctly, the net cash flow was about 10 to 12%. And then I'm just in the due diligence part of the total rehab. I'm waiting on some quotes because it's a total gut. So
that's too complicated of a question for you. What I was trying to get to, and I'll just make numbers up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The two you bought before you were a Lifestyles member, did you buy those with positive cash flow?
Yes. I made the mistake of not doing what I've learned is the best way to do it. I paid cash for them.
Wow.
So now I'm in the process of doing a HELOC on them.
Okay. So those two houses should give you enough money to be able to buy the 14 unit then, huh?
Correct.
All right.
I think so. Because I don't owe on them right now, everything is profit, so to speak, or cash. And so I have a little more cash to mess with. But when I go to do the HELOC, that big lump sum, yeah, that will allow me to pay for the rehab and the building.
Okay. So you're moving along here, and you're doing two things that I think are the right thing to do. Number one, you went from single family to fourplex. I did the same thing. And then from fourplex to a 14-unit, I did similar. I went from a fourplex to a 10-unit, I think was my first small apartment complex, et cetera, et cetera. So you're doing all the right things. As you look back at this now, it looks like you're well on your way. Let's talk about the other aspect of this, the social aspect of this group. And you have only been a member for 3 months before COVID has destroyed the social aspect of us being able to get together and spend time together and network together and party together and do all the stuff that we normally do. Have you yet to make connections in the group? And I know you said you decided to be an ambassador because you lived in Nashville, that they didn't have an ambassador there. Tell us about your, first of all, your belief system about networking and lifestyles and the people that are there and your growth and processing of that through your membership so far, about October of 19.
That's been a little bit challenging. We were meeting every once a month at a local restaurant, and that was going well, where we could discuss, and I've met some great people there. So what I've done with that is just tried to stay in touch with those people through email or phone calls, texting, that kind of thing. We actually, more recently, and this is, I think, something relatively new or that I'm new to, and that is I've allowed my email to be, published so that any new members can contact me. And I'm starting to see a lot of growth with our membership out here. And so I've spoken to several of them over the phone and or email. And so we're working it that way, but now we have one of our members who has agreed to host our first back monthly face-to-face meeting this upcoming month. So it was a bit of a challenge in that I didn't really, because I don't know anybody. In lifetime, of only the people I met at the 2 days. So it was a little difficult. But, as ambassadors, we have calls, and I've been able to listen and hear what other ambassadors are doing for their areas, and whatnot. So yeah, that was challenging. I felt a little helpless because I didn't really know what to do. But
Did you try any Skype meetings and stuff like that? Because some of the ambassadors were doing Skype meetings with their groups. And or did you get involved in any of our national meetings over Skype?
We did some, I thought it was Zoom, but maybe it was Skype. I did some of those calls, and that was nice. It was good to hear other people and see, it's nice to see that. Not nice that people are nervous or especially the newer people, the newer members. It's just nice to know that your feelings are justified, and that most people go into this, or not all, but some people go into this and they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying, and they're knowing they need to do something different for their life, to change their life. They don't know exactly what it is, and being able to have a group to lean on and to ask questions. And, one of my first passive investing opportunities, the lead on that, and this is kind of stepping outside of what you were asking me, but the lead on that project was so extremely helpful and just reassuring me that we all go into this a little bit blind, a little bit uneasy, not knowing what to do. So that was nice, and hearing the other ambassadors and what their areas are facing and the challenges that they've come up against, and trying to learn the regulations that.
All right, well, we're going to have to cut you off right there. We got to go to break, Cindy. We'll be right back with Cindy Bullock and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Del Walmsley on having a plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Cindy Bullock out of Nashville, Tennessee. Cindy is an ambassador there. As we went to break, we were talking about the fact that Cindy joined up right before the COVID problem snuck up on us. And so she hasn't had the opportunity to get all of the live person-to-person touches that everybody else would normally get from Lifestyles, and I think that's happened to a lot of new people. Yet we still seem to be able to get people buying real estate, as you're a perfect example with these purchases that you've made. You've also purchased three other deals, which you haven't spoke about, which are your passive deals. And what kind of properties did you buy into?
They're all out of Texas, mainly because that's where I'm familiar with the areas.
Uh-huh.
One of them is right outside of Sweetwater. And it's the other one is on the southeast side of Houston. And the other one is in Irving.
Okay. So how many units do you know on each one, or estimate?
Yeah, the one in right outside of Houston is, I believe, 109 stores. Maybe saying this one incorrect. It's the one out right outside of Sweetwater, I believe, is 120 something doors or 140 doors, and then the one in Irving is a tad bigger.
So when you were buying in right away as a passive, share with the audience what you thought was more important. Were you more interested in who the lead was, which we call the jockey, or were you more interested in the property itself, which we call the horse? Which part of the transaction were you putting more emphasis on?
I would say really it was I think I was drawn to the property first. Only because I knew the areas that that these properties were in, and then I looked at the resume, so to speak, of the jockey and what they had done and so forth. And if I felt good about it, I jumped in.
Okay, so now we're going to go back here. I think we're in the last segment, so it's time to tie this all together. You've got three apartment complexes you purchased passively, two single-family houses, which you paid cash for, you're now refinancing, taking the money out of, one fourplex you've already closed on, and another fourplex you're in contract for, and a 14-unit apartment complex that you're working on. So you've done a little of everything. Now that you've had your fingers in everything, and although you haven't closed on the 14-unit yet, do you see where you're going with this? Do you have a plan? Or are you just hit and miss buying whatever pops up in your life?
I felt like that at first, but now that I'm getting my feet wet and I'm feeling more comfortable with how all of this works. You know, before it was tough because I felt like I was kind of leading blindly, and because lifestyles and was new to me. So, but now I do have a path. I see very clearly that I can step away from being a realtor full time by the end of the year. Knock on wood, but and focus fully on this. And I'm excited. I can see that it has freed me up on time and being able to live.
Do you think it's made you a better realtor in any way?
You know, it's opened my eyes to the one thing that was tough being a realtor. I was walking into properties, and because when you're finding a home for your client, you want the best home that they can afford. When you're walking into a C property, it's not necessarily where you would live, but you have to be able to see what you can do to make it better for the people that are there. And that was more difficult for me. But now putting that together, it allowed me to take a property that a client may not have a multi-million dollar budget. Rather, he or she only have 200 or 300,000 to spend. I'm able to see past the, I guess, the blemishes in the property, and that's helped me tremendously.
Can I predict your future?
Sure, please.
What happened to me when I was doing this and I started buying all these properties? I started with single family, then, like I said, I went to fourplexes, then I went to small apartment complexes. And, you know, then once you do one, you get this 14 under your belt, believe it or not, you're going to want a 40 or 51 and 100. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Build confidence and make more money. And there's really no point in your life where you're going to say, I don't want to make any more money. But there's a secondary thing that's going to come about. And that is, you're going to keep seeing good rental property deals. You're going to keep seeing small, you know, fourplexes, 10 units and small apartments. And you're going to go, they're just not what I need in my portfolio now, but gosh, they're good little deals. You know what you're going to do? You're going to call all those Lifestyles members, you know, and pretty soon they're all going to be all over you, and you're going to have an email list of people looking for stuff. And every time you find something, you're out there playing. You're not out there working anymore. You're out there looking for you and playing and you know, thinking about getting rich. And what are you doing? You're turning around helping other people. Holla, you have Lifestyles in your pocket, and Lifestyles has everybody else's back. And that's what's going to end up as a Miss Ambassador of Nashville, Tennessee. Really glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And good luck. Keep investing, and I look forward to the time when we can go live on everything again and we can get together and you can come on out and spend some time with us, or I'll come out there and spend some time in that area. So look forward to it,
that's
and
great.
Thanks again for being on the show. The rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this for a little money. We're doing this for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.